Well, I've got a question here from Terence Hale. He's in Zandvoort. I hope I've said that right. It's a Dutch municipality, and he says he runs a guest house. He says, in my garden, which is quite exposed, I find spiders and webs in places where there's no access between point A and point B, where they've made their web. And I've even put cameras up to see how they do it, and I just can't catch them in the act. So how do they get across these big gaps to make these webs?
Well, if you think about it, most spiders are pulling their webs between two different points. Maybe I suppose that you could imagine they might kind of climb across the top if there was a branch there. But actually what they do is they will produce a very light and sort of floaty piece of silk from their spinnerets and sort of just wave it out in the breeze and hope that it will actually stick onto somewhere else, a bit further away, where it can start building its web. So it's all a bit chancy, really. It's not really a sort of determined thing. It's just sort of, they'll wait and see what happens, and wherever they land, if it's the right one, they'll go for that. And so once that first little thin line has sort of stuck on, they'll climb along it and reinforce that first sort of strut, if you like. And then they actually use their own bodies and their own sort of footsteps to measure along. I think this is a rather sweet little picture in your mind of a spider sort of measuring how big their web is and counting back to the middle of it so they can actually get the central point. And then they drop a sort of plumb line, which using themselves, kind of they'll let themselves down like a cliff? Abseiler, thank you. They abseil down that line to kind of make a Y shape. And that is basically the scaffolding, which they then sort of fill in with different patterns, and that's how they do it. So it's all rather lovely.
It's intriguing. And who would have thought that's how they did it? Now, Dave in Bradwell doesn't believe our story that a person put their head in the microwave. I can tell you for absolute gospel, I read it in a certain newspaper called The Sun. So it must be true. And it was about 5 or 10 years ago. And he says they don't come on when the door is open. That's true. But that's done by having a switch. And if the switch is broken, then there's every possibility it could work. And some of the older ones probably didn't.
It could be a bit like, if you're clever, you can figure out how to turn off the light in your fridge by pressing the button instead of closing the door. So, you could just maybe press a button in your microwave and it goes on.
So, Dave, I didn't embellish that story. It's absolutely true. Someone did do that, and it is very bad for you because it will create hot spots inside your brain and you will end up with explosions going on inside your head because your brain can't expand because the skull is in the way.